Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for joining us. Thanks in advance for joining us by letting you be heard on the program because you make the show. Your questions, your comments, your tech rage, your help for other listeners, adding to some of our answers, whatever the case, we love hearing you on the broadcast. And of course, we always have a plethora of goodies to share with our audience when we hear you on the show. I mean, it is radio after all, right? So we want to hear you. So don't hesitate to join us. There's a number of ways you can participate. The Into Tomorrow free app is probably one of the best ways. So download the free app and join us that way. Or hit that Ask Dave microphone at intotomorrow.com anytime 24/7. Or you can call the 800 number, 800-899-4686 anytime. 24/7 toll-free from anywhere in North America. Tis the season, of course, to shop smart. Scammers are looking for ways to take advantage of American consumers as fears of a looming recession continue to increase and people, of course, tighten their purse strings and wallets. Those scams come many times in the form of counterfeit products. Well, we're delighted to have joining us on the program right now the Executive Assistant Commissioner for the Office of Trade with U.S. Customs and Border Protection. We're delighted to welcome Anne Marie Highsmith. Anne Marie, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Very well today. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. I'm surprised and yet saddened by counterfeits accounting for as much as like 7.5% of global trade. I mean, that seems to be an enormous amount of money that folks are essentially being ripped off about, right?
Unfortunately, yes. Just in the United States, at CBP alone, last year, we had 21,000 separate seizures of counterfeit merchandise, equating to 25 million separate counterfeit items. That has a value of $3 billion if genuine.
Oh, my gosh. And of course, with the holidays surrounding us, what types of gifts are most likely to be duped this holiday season, especially that we should be particularly aware of?
Unfortunately, all products are susceptible to counterfeiting this time of year. But the ones that we're seeing most often at CBP are exactly the ones that you're wanting to purchase for your loved ones this year. That's jewelry and watches, wallets and handbags, footwear, wearing apparel, and consumer electronics.
Yeah, of course, consumer electronics, because that's what we cover for 27 years and everybody wants them. You're absolutely right about that. But can you explain for us, Anne Marie, how counterfeit goods put consumers basically at the overall public welfare in danger, for that matter?
Indeed. You know, these products are fake. They're made with inferior workmanship, substandard materials, and very often they contain harmful chemicals that can be dangerous when you put them on your body. When we're talking about cosmetics, can be extremely dangerous for individuals.
And that's a good point that I think we don't often think about. It's not so much, you know, the problems and the fact that they're not really good products, but how they could become medically dangerous to us.
Absolutely. And just last year, And with relation to consumer electronics, there were 70 deaths and 350,000 serious injuries reported.
Wow. I would have had no idea about that. So it's a good thing we've had you on to remind folks. How do these fake items actually also erode our nation's economy? Because that's an important factor, I think, that we need to bring up. It does mean something to us as everyday consumers, does it not?
It absolutely does. These illicit activities take money out of our communities and they take jobs out of our communities. Last year, there were $483 million in taxes were avoided and taken out of our public services as a result of counterfeiting and illegal activity. 750,000 jobs estimated to be lost as a result of counterfeiting just in U.S. marks alone. 38,000 jobs lost just as a result of counterfeit pharmaceuticals. And not only that, Dave, but these organizations that are involved in illicit activities or counterfeiting merchandise are also involved in other illicit activities, including human trafficking, forced labor conditions, drug trafficking, and other violent crimes.
Wow. Again, more stats that are interesting but scary. I mean, this 21st century crime, you know, is something that unfortunately seems to continue to grow. Maybe this is something that some of the new 87,000 IRS agents can work on, at least to collect the taxes. But this is, it doesn't seem to be ever ending, does it?
Well, no. You know, this is... cheaters are going to cheat, as we say at CBP. Our job is to facilitate legitimate trade and travel, to protect U.S. businesses, to make a level playing field so that our economy can grow and U.S. businesses can thrive.
And that sounds like a particular good message, especially to adults. Can you share something even with younger shoppers this holiday season, other than the good advice you've already given us?
Absolutely. As a mom, I have these conversations with my own kids. These are not victimless crimes. You know, when if our young people are on the internet and they're looking for good deals, they have to trust their instincts as well. If the deal's too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. They need to understand that these items can be very dangerous to themselves and to other folks. And they need to understand that they're manufactured in facilities that are not sustainable, right?
I was going to say there's so many good points to the points you are making, that pick any one of them, any two of them, and there's good enough reason to be extra careful. Where can our audience go to get more info from what you and your team are doing, Anne-Marie?
So at CBP, you can go to our U.S. Customs and Border Protection website, cbp.gov/trade, and also the National Crime Prevention Council website, ncpc.org.
Well, Anne-Marie Highsmith, Executive Assistant Commissioner with the Office of Trade for U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us. And I sure hope that our audience continues to heed your advice. It's good stuff you've coming up with, and we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having me this morning. Happy holidays.
And the same to you. Thank you very much. And of course, we'll get you to their websites as well when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Meantime, stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow, right here on the Advanced Media Network.